This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it is just too damn hot. I am roasting here. And in fact, there's an article, and the headline is, America is too damn hot. They say the U.S. faces a dramatic rise in extreme heat and humidity. I don't know if this is global warming. I don't know if I'm just getting too, I guess, much of a weenie to handle it, but this is just too much. And of course, I come to the studio today and the air conditioning is down again. See, here's the problem with the whole air conditioning issue, okay? What happened is the air conditioning went out and we hired a company, and the company said it's an easy fix. And we spent, I don't know, a few hundred dollars for the easy fix, and then it worked for a day or two. And then all of a sudden the air conditioning went out again. So one of the staff at the nearby clinic said, look, you know, my boyfriend does air conditioning, so hire him. So we did. So we spent, I don't know how much money, and, you know, comes in and fixes it. And then a couple days later, it's out. Okay, well, you need this. So we spent a few more $100. Fix it. Now it's out again. So now we have to make the decision. Because we already spent so many hundreds of dollars, okay, into one company and then a second, okay, entity, do we now continue to put more money into the one that doesn't seem to fix it, or do we start with somebody new that could start us with this new thread and this new sequence of it not getting fixed? I don't know what the heck is going on. And it's not that we're finding inexpensive people. These are people that are supposed to be bonded and experts, and they're supposed to know what they're doing. So, you know, I live in Vegas, and so we are, you know, gamblers by nature, even though many of us don't really gamble. A lot of us that live here, you know, we tried it. We, you know, sometimes we get excited, sometimes we don't. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of us were like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I like to take a gamble, but, you know, I got to pay for my house. I got to pay for my air conditioning. So because I got to pay for my air conditioning, I'm not going to gamble much anymore. Apologize. I'm trying to find a fan here. Let me use this. There we go. Ooh. Oh, boy, man, if it gets any hotter, I'm going to have to take off the Spanx. This is not comfortable. Anyway, so, you know what? It's just like, okay, here's another analogy. For those of you that don't gamble, maybe you'll understand this analogy. You're in the Target or Walmart shopping line, okay? And you see that one line is going faster than the other. But you have already spent 20 minutes in one of the lines. And you're like, do I jump ship and start from scratch, thinking that I'm going to sail on into the cashier, or do, because I already put in 20 minutes, do I make it stick? Same thing with the blackjack table. Well, I've lost all this money on the blackjack table. Do I sit here and make it work, or should I jump ship? And you want to know what the answer is to each one of those scenarios? You lose. Anyway, you lose. I have lost so many times moving into the other line. I've lost so many times switching blackjack tables. I've lost so many times jumping to the next guy from the first guy because I thought the next guy would be better, and it wasn't. So now here we are with the air conditioning, and we have broken air conditioning. So what do we do? Personally, I say let's just get a whole bunch of fans. Our air conditioning bill is through the roof. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I actually look sexier when I'm sweaty, you know? So maybe it's, you know, maybe it'll help me. I may even lose more weight, burn more calories. And I mean, Tom's in Minnesota, so he doesn't, I mean, the only person that really has to suffer with a studio that has no air conditioning. It's just me. And I didn't bring the cats. I didn't bring, I mean, yeah, I got some chocolate that's melting, but that's about it. So I know it's about the degrees. It's going to be about 100, I think 8 today. I'm not too sure. So my studio is going to probably be about 95. That's not bad. I used to run track in about 120 degree weather in Arizona. So, oh, you got the air conditioning on? Okay. No. Well, you guys have to keep all the equipment cold. That's why. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, by the way, make sure you have shields for all your testicles because I really think that fries the sperm. Maybe you could get hazard pay. Now, even if you don't want children, this is what I tell you to do. Okay, go to our bosses, okay, and let them see the mutated sperm. Maybe you'll get hazard pay for every sperm. Oh, would that... I love Ted. Sorry, Ted. Woo. All right. Look, you know what? I could complain because I'm the one here with no air conditioning, and he's in a nice, crisp 54-degree area, right? All right, so... Yeah. Oh, by the way, sperm do better. Wait a second. There could be an argument if the attorney took this over, this case, sperm do better in the cold. That's why, you know, testicles, you know, are anatomically positioned as they are because up against the body heat, a 98.5 or 98.6 body heat can hurt. So maybe Ted's argument from the opposing side could be, look, the cool helps fertility. So maybe you have to pay him. Okay. All right. Well, either way, it's hot. Okay. And that stinks because I always envision all the guys at the GCN studio shirtless because it's, but no, they're all dressed up and in blankies. Oh, nice, nice. All right. Well, good. Well, hope everybody had an uneventful weekend. We got a lot to talk about. These shootings are now starting to be an everyday event. And I know we're not going to be able to solve the problem here on this show, but I want to hear from you. What do we do? I mean, how do we stop our cops from being shot? How do we stop suspects from being shot? What do we need to do? We also will talk about the presidential health of our candidates, what we know, and, is it our business? 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I have a lot of retired officers that listen to the show, as well as current officers. I'd love to hear from any of you about what you think we need to do next. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Authorities said today that they believe the gunman who opened fire in Baton Rouge this weekend, killing three police officers and injuring three others before dying in a shootout with police, was looking for law enforcement and ambushed the officers. According to Lieutenant J.B. Slayton, the Louisiana State Police spokesman says, we do believe he was targeting officers, and he definitely did ambush these officers that he shot. Slayton said that it was still early in the investigation, which the state police are leading, and added that authorities were still trying to figure out what motivated the attacker. Police identified the gunman as Gavin Long, a black man and former Marine, according to the Washington Post, who had posted videos online seemingly endorsing violence as a way to push back against law enforcement. We're trying to figure out his motive. We're trying to figure out why he would commit this heinous crime. Slayton did say that it did not appear any of the 911 calls regarding a man with a gun that came in Sunday were made by himself. Instead, he said most of the reports were made by officers who saw the armed man. Officials familiar with the investigation said Long was armed with an AR-15-style semi-automatic weapon during the assault. He had lived in Kansas City, according to a document filed with Jackson County, Missouri last year. Sought to change his name from Gavin Eugene Long to Cosmo Asar Sedipenra. In this document filed with the Jackson County Recorder of Deeds and first reported by Kansas City Star, Long claimed his nationality as Washita. According to law enforcement officials, he was carrying a Washita Nation membership card during the shooting. Washita Nation is a black nationalist movement that was once targeted by the FBI, and federal courts have characterized it in the past as fictional. So the founder's son told the Washington Post that he did not know Long and that the group doesn't espouse violence. So Slayton said Monday that authorities still believe he acted alone, but that they are continuing to investigate the shooting and asking the public to come forward with any videos that they may have about the shooting. Police were still looking into any possible connections Long may have had to people in Louisiana or Baton Rouge. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Hold on a second. We've also gotten some emails here. Let me pull this up. I'm sorry. There we go. Thomas. Thomas writes, I served on the force for over 25 years, and all I could say is our men and women are overexposed. Overexposed in the media, showing their vulnerabilities, sitting targets, unable to perform law enforcement. Sure, shootings happen, and unfortunately there are casualties in this line of work, but to gun them down in cold blood will lead to a chaos of unforeseen proportions. He goes on, somebody is out to get our police officers, okay? And I know that there has been a lot of controversy over what has happened in the police and police shootings and how our handling of suspects in police trucks, etc. So we need an overhaul. We do not, however, if we do need an overhaul of our approach, we do not need to entice or encourage or grow a sentiment that is anti-police that unfortunately causes police to be gunned down. Okay? I mean, healthcare. I think every industry needs some sort of revamping. The problem we're having is the more we interfere, the more we revamp, then the worse it may get. You know how I talked about every time you mess with nature, it sometimes comes back and bites you on the butt? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And thank any of you who have served in the force been a first responder and any of our officers and firefighters and paramedics. And that's the next question. Who's next? Okay? I mean, you know, if let's say a paramedic team was working on a family, and the family lived in a certain, let's say, part of the city, and that part of the city had a certain demographic, and that demographic felt that they were continually being underserved. And we have heard of communities being underserved by first responders because of difficulty getting to the we've talked about, you know, apartment floors, we've talked about security, we've talked about lack of access. And so, you know, there are some communities that have, you know, claimed that they have a longer response time than other communities when it comes to getting help. And again, I would like to see that studied to see if that is something that does happen and that we need to correct immediately. But let's say then individuals go, well, you know what, we're going to now go after our paramedics, or we're going to go after our firefighters. We have no means right now to stop people from, you know, going after our first responders or our citizens for that matter. And, you know, how were things done in the olden days? Well, things, unfortunately, that were done in the olden days was the police force was a very formidable force, okay? And they would use batons, and they would shoot. Unfortunately, you messed with a police officer, and that police officer felt his life was in jeopardy, he shot. Now, we have to have controls, and I get that, absolutely. And we can't be shooting indiscriminately. We can't be shooting somebody who claims that they are doing exactly what they're, you know, what they're being asked to do, you know, like putting my hands on the wheel or, you know, I'm taking out my driver's license for you, etc., and then be shot in the process of doing an innocent act. Okay, so absolutely, we need to, I don't know how it got to this, but what I do foresee is it's going to get worse. Okay, what was supposed to be a movement to, you know, ease the tension and let everybody take it down a notch and realize, look, not everybody you pull over is going to want to gun you down. You could relax a little bit and take a look at his wallet and let him reach it. No, we can't do that anymore. Our police can't. Every day they are getting shot. And they are putting their lives on the line all the time. And so when these accidental shootings happen, you know, when these are occurring, you know, is it because we are at such a heightened state of anxiety over somebody pulling a gun on you? I mean, you know, I believe what really started this were these simple, traffic stops for speeding. So cop would, you know, approach the car. Somebody had been speeding. So it should be a simple traffic stop. Hi, let me see, you know, license and registration. And they will get gunned down. And so, you know, when society started to change from, you know, being, okay, yeah, sorry, officer, I was speeding. I understand I got, you know, unpaid parking tickets. I have a taillight out. Now, every single car a police officer comes up upon, they have to be prepared for a shootout. We did this. We all did this. You know, I told my son when he drives, okay, you have your hands on the 10 and 2 position of the wheel, and if you get pulled over by a cop, you keep your hands in the 10 and 2 position on the wheel. And then you let him give you instruction on what to do. Because right now, it's at the point where I don't know how I could be a family member of a first responder right now, or the wife, or a cop at this point, thinking that every day I go to work, there are people out there wanting to kill me. And their job is to protect us. How are you supposed to protect others while protecting yourself at the same time? And, you know, we always, you know, talk about with, you know, in training, you know, you never want to become a victim. Once you become a victim, now, you know, you just made, you know, matters worse. So, but now the victims appear to be police, police, police. And this is a shame. This is scary. They say this bloody rampage in Baton Rouge came just 10 days after 5 police officers were slain in Dallas. And then successive days before the Dallas attack, police, in Baton Rouge, fatally shot a man outside a convenience store, and officers outside St. Paul, Minnesota, shot and killed a man during a traffic stop. These high-profile incidents have obviously been in the national headlines with the Sterling case, and it's sad. Obviously, I think we all agree something needs to be done. Something needs to be reorganized. But our like Thomas said, our police are very vulnerable. Okay, everything they do is on camera. And in one respect, that's good, because then they can't shoot for their own reasons. They have to justify it. But on the other hand, they're targets. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We do know that you have questions, and we'll get to them in a second. I promise to talk about our candidate's health. This has been a headline, and there's been a lot of news outlets talking about, do we know enough about our candidate's health? There's hardly anything out there on Donald Trump. You cannot, and I, you know, he deserves privacy. I think we all deserve privacy, you know, when it comes to our personal issues, if any of us have had abscesses or STDs, et cetera. Yet the argument changes when we're concerned about somebody's mental capabilities or if they suffered something that could cause them to be an ineffective leader. So, like, for example, rumors about a stroke or rumors about a early Alzheimer's circulating presidents. This has haunted Ronald Reagan, even though we found out he had Alzheimer's later. At the end of his presidency, I remember a report looking at his handwriting where when he first got into office 8 years prior, the signature was very discreet and very crisp, and then at the end of the presidency, it was like a scribble. Now, okay, I mean, me being a doctor, who could talk? I mean, I do so much writing that I just scribble my signature, so I don't blame them. But they were trying to kind of circulate around, could something be going on neurologically because his signature has changed so drastically. CBS News is reporting that we are about to elect one of our oldest presidents. And while age is not supposed to determine health, it does beg the question that how much do we know about the physical fitness of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? According to S.J. Olshansky of the University of Illinois at Chicago, he says age always matters when it comes to risk for disease. He is a well-known aging researcher, but he cautions that it shouldn't be a litmus test for the presidency. Trump at 70 years old would be a few months older than Ronald Reagan was on his election day, and Clinton will have just turned 69. Age aside, they say releasing at least some medical information is an election season ritual. Clinton has revealed more of this, apparently because she had some medical issues that were pretty public when she was Secretary of State. They said each had their own doctor write a letter last year attesting their next on health. Clinton's was nearly 2 pages and including standard lab result tests. Trump's was 4 paragraphs with few details. That was interesting because back with Republican Senator John McCain, who was 71 at the time, he released more than 1,000 pages of medical records to show he was cancer-free and fit to serve as president. You know, it's interesting. In any other format, you can't interview, okay, or forum, I should say, you can't interview a prospective employee and ask them about their health. You're not allowed to do that. Yet, when it comes to presidency, we ask. And again, I mean, I'm split on that. So they say the letter approach is not enough for some experts who say an independent panel should assess would-be president's health, like the fit-for-flight physicals pilots take. History shows that presidents have been adept at hiding frailty. Remember, Woodrow Wilson had a secret stroke, and they believe that his wife was the one that ran the presidency. Franklin D. Roosevelt had heart disease. He also had melanoma. Above his left eye, was it his left eye or his right eyebrow? I think above his left eyebrow, yep. He also had high blood pressure. Grover Cleveland had cancer surgery. What do we know about their health? Okay, well, so heart risk. They say both candidates report good blood pressure. Trump takes a statin drug to lower his cholesterol. His cholesterol levels have not been revealed, and he takes a low-dose daily aspirin. Doctors often recommend to reduce this to reduce heart disease and colon cancer. Clinton has had a full cardiac evaluation and found no problems and reports healthy cholesterol levels. Medical history. I know. See, I predict the Super Bowl winner based on the NFL injury report? I should be able to predict the political winner based on their medical history. Medical history. Clinton's doctor reported she is fully recovered from a 2012 concussion that led to double vision and discovery of a blood clot in the vein in the space between her brain and skull. Clinton also has experienced deep vein thrombosis, a clot usually in the leg. She takes a blood thinner Coumadin to prevent new clots. She takes thyroid hormone replacement for hypothyroidism. She takes antihistamines for seasonal pollen allergies and vitamin B12. Trump's doctor said he had an appendectomy at age 10. I love it. Yeah, I know. I'm sure people are dying to know about Trump's prostate size, but we're not going to hear about it. Preventative care. Clinton, they said, is up to date on wellness screenings, including a colonoscopy, mammogram, gynecological exam. I that's just me. I kind of don't want to know this stuff. Trump's doctor mentioned only a normal prostate screening. Well, that's because Trump can't have a mammogram or gynecological exam. health habits. According to CBS News, Clinton takes time for yoga and brisk walks. Her doctor says she eats lots of fruits and vegetables. She's known for snacking on raw hot peppers for a health boost, but does indulge in pork chops on a stick like she did at Iowa State Fairs. Trump's doctor said he lost over 15 pounds over 2015. Trump loves red meat and once tweeted a photo of himself munching McDonald's. His idea of exercise is a campaign speech, they say. Trump boasts he is not a big sleeper. I like 3 hours, 4 hours. Okay, now that does, you know, concern me. I wish he would get more sleep. My guess is when you're in the White House, they make sure you get plenty of Z's, and I'm sure those pillows are all made of goose feathers, and it's such a comfortable bed with the crisp, white, cool sheets and down comforters, and oh my gosh. All right, So Dr. Olshansky's research found that many presidents outlived the life expectancy of their time thanks to wealth and access to top medical care that Clinton and Trump also have. So he says we have sufficient information to believe the two of them are both likely to be healthy long enough to survive 8 years in office. See, what I want to know is where are the psychological exams? All right. And I understand how this could be obviously a deterrent for many people to apply for presidency. But I mean, I wouldn't particularly recommend it a bit, because you could have, you know, three psychologists or three psychiatrists and have 20 different opinions. But when we talk about fit for duty, okay, and, you know, fit to make that decision, okay, to be woken up in the middle of the night and be told, look, we need you to make a decision, you know, for us to fire now. You know, or for us to, you know, save our, you know, Americans overseas, or, you know, to step in, or, I mean, you know, it would be very, very interesting to see, you know, some sort of a quote unquote litmus test or stress test that we can, you know, use. I mean, there's been, you know, rumors about Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, going off, you know, and making decisions, and you worry a little bit, you know, who is at the helm? Yeah. I mean, I'm working on the National Blood Donation Day. So we're, you know, establishing blood donation days in every state. And, you know, we're reaching out to the governor's offices, and, you know, I look at the pictures of the governors, and I read up on them, and so many of them just seem so, you know, in appearance even, like, you know, they got this, they got, you know, and the pictures that are put on the websites, you know, they make constituents, you know, feel at ease. You know, what the media is doing with Hillary and Trump is making us scared to death. So personally, I want to know that our future president is fit for duty. Okay. And, you know, I want to know that they can, appropriate decisions, but I'm wondering if we're concentrating too much on the physical. Okay, I mean, somebody could have, you know, a history of clots or a history of an appendectomy or history of high cholesterol or history, you know, and still be a good president. I want to know psychologically. Okay, you know, I want to know if they, you know, if they are level-headed, if they won't start losing their cognition, you know, in the middle of the presidency, and then we have these very erratic decisions. I'm the president, you do what I say. It's scary. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It looks like my high will only be about 102 degrees. I don't know, because right now this office now is clocking at 98 degrees. So my studio doesn't have air conditioning, so this is pretty miserable. I already took off the Spanx. I already took off my socks, shoes, and I'm just basically sitting here in a towel. I mean, sorry. It is so hot. Or it could be hot flashing. Maybe it's not the air conditioning after all. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. I'd like to ask you, I've never heard anything on your show about bioidentical hormones. I'd really enjoy hearing what you have to say about them. Thank you very much.
Sure. I wish you were live. I'd love to ask you some questions about what you know about it, because we talk about the bioidenticals a lot because many of you ask. Unfortunately, it sounds like many of you listen to the show at different times, and now that we stream online 24/7, many times you guys listen to parts that not everybody routinely listens to. Basically, how I've described the bioidentical hormones are these are supposed to be a quote unquote natural type of hormone, but we're finding that it's not that much more natural than already the pharmaceutical grade hormones. So bioidentical hormones are basically hormones that are supposed to be identical in molecular structure to the hormones that women make in their bodies. Okay? They are not found that way in nature. So they have to be kind of synthesized. And I guess they use this this chemical extract from yams and soy. A lot of my patients prefer that method or that medium of getting their hormones. So it's not that the bioidentical hormones are just sitting around on a plant and you just take in the plant. They still have to be manufactured. So the bioidentical estrogens are called 17-beta-estradiol, estrone, and estriol. Estradiol is the form of estrogen that decreases in menopause. Bioidentical progesterone is simply progesterone. It's finally ground in the laboratory, and you're able to better absorb it better. So even though bioidentical hormone therapy is called natural hormone therapy, because I guess the bioidentical hormones are supposed to act very similarly to the hormones we produce, it's still not, when we say quote unquote natural, as Harvard Health Publications reminds us, Premarin, which is a pharmaceutical form of estrogen, okay, that comes from horse urine. Okay, that, Premarin, it's a pregnant mare's urine. Okay, so Premarin is not bioidentical, but it comes from a natural form. It's just not as identical as human estrogen. So they say senestin. It's made from plants, but it's not bioidentical. So a lot of our hormones are used with natural ingredients. Okay, but I got to tell you, my patients love the bioidenticals. Because bioidenticals can come in forms, different than just, the patch and the pill. Some of them could be creams and topicals and vaginal inserts, etc. And so, many women, they just find their use easier. And I have to admit, I've never had a person on bioidenticals, have breast cancer. Now, I'm not saying a bioidentical will never cause you to have breast cancer by any means, but anecdotally, I found in my office, my patients taking them, and I don't prescribe them. One of the gynecologists I work with in town does. And I had never seen any adverse events. So, Mayo Clinic had, written a report on their safety. Because there's been some questions of, are bioidenticals safer? And they say no. According to the FDA and several medical specialty groups, the hormones marketed as bioidentical and natural are not safer than the hormones used in traditional hormone therapy. They say bioidentical means the hormones in the product are supposed to be chemically identical to those that your body produces. I don't think anything could be made 100% identical, but I understand how they're doing the shape, etc. They say, in fact, the hormones in bioidentical medications may not be any different from those in traditional hormone therapy. Several hormone therapy products approved by the FDA and prescribed by healthcare providers contain bioidentical hormones. So natural means that the hormones in the product come from plant or animal sources. They're not synthesized in a lab, but many of these products still have to be commercially processed in order to be bioidentical and bioavailable. So, Like, for example, FDA-approved products like the Esterase, Climera, Vivel Dot that have estrogen and prometrium, these all come from plants. So the difference and the reason why the safety is being knocked down a few notches for the bioidentical is because these are not, you know, the FDA-approved. These are not FDA-supervised. So many are non-standard combinations. They're through compounding pharmacies, even though we like the idea of it being made to our, you know, specific needs and being tailor-made. How do you know you're not getting more of something because you don't have the same quality assurance that you have with other commercially available hormone preparations? Okay. And then what we do is we base it on saliva. We base it on blood tests. There's a variety of ways to look at your hormones. And what if the hormone levels in your saliva do not adequately reflect the levels in your blood or correspond to your menopausal symptoms? For example, you know, I've been hot flashing, but my hormones in my blood say, okay, no, I'm still good. I'm still not in menopause. Yeah, but I mean, my estrogen has dropped. So what I recommend when it comes to bioidenticals is if you do not have risk factors for hormones, such as, and most doctors that do prescribe bioidenticals, they screen for the same risk factors as if they were going to be doing pharmaceutical hormones, okay? Remember, pharmaceutical hormones can be natural as well. So, we want to make sure you've never had a blood clot. If you've ever had a blood clot, you're not going to be able to take bioidenticals or these hormones. You may be able to take certain types, but not the ones containing estrogen. If you have liver disease, that's probably going to prevent you. If you have uncontrolled high blood pressure, that may prevent you as well. Of course, any allergies, etc. Risk of heart attack, you're probably not going to qualify. Risk of breast cancer, maybe being BRCA positive, having a personal history of a breast lump that was suspicious, but they're watching you closely. We may not want you to be taking hormones. So, unfortunately, bioidenticals are not taking the place that we would have hoped for the vacuum of people that can't qualify for hormone replacement therapy. Okay, they could just go and be given the bioidenticals. Unfortunately, that's not the case because these bioidenticals still have hormones that could exacerbate an estrogen-fueling breast cancer, could put you more at risk for blood clots, etc. But I got to tell you, I'm a fan of them. I am a fan of bioidenticals because my patients who were on them loved them. And it was really nice to, not treat everybody the same. This one size fits all with medication is very frustrating to me as a doctor because I'm like, everybody's different. Everybody has nuances with their chemistry. And so why not, be as close to their particular system as possible. You know, when we were talking about birth control, one of my favorite type of birth controls were the triphasics. The triphasics were where as your body changes throughout the month, you know, 1 week, one set of hormones, another week you get that estrogen spike, then another week you have the progesterone spike. Why not use a birth control that seems to mimic that a little bit more than just a monophasic, which is the same type of hormone that you get all month long, and hopefully you don't get pregnant because of the suppression that it does. So I like the idea of working with the human and being as close to possible. But make no mistake, there still has to be man involved in making these hormones accessible to you. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.